When she comes down for breakfast, Em is wearing full Cleopatra makeup, her eyes given raven wings by flicks of coal. She either looks amazing or like jailbait, depending on your point of view. Pick your battles, Kate. Pick your battles. Mum? Yes, darling? Lizzie and some of the other girls are going to see Taylor Swift for her birthday. Any relation to Jonathan? Asks Richard, not bothering to look up from his iPad. Who's he? Jonathan Swift, famous satirist during the 18th century, wrote Gulliver's Travels, says Rich. Mum, please, can I get a Taylor Swift ticket? She's so cool, she's like the best singer ever. Izzy and Bea are going. Everyone's going. Mum, please. It's not your birthday, objects Ben, not bothering to look up from his phone. Shut up, will you, little brat! Mum, tell Ben to stop it, will you? Emily, don't kick your brother. Jonathan Swift suggested that children should be boiled and eaten, muses Rich to himself. Sometimes, just occasionally, my husband makes me laugh out loud and reminds me why I fell in love with him. I think Swift was definitely onto something there, I say, placing scrambled eggs on the table. Richard is washing his bacon butty down with a glass of some weird energy drink, which looks like that purple diorolite we gave the kids when they were dehydrated from vomiting. Emily, you've got to eat something, darling. You just don't get it, she says, pushing the plate of egg away from her with such venom that it tips over the edge of the table and smashes onto the floor, scattering fluffy yellow florets over the terracotta tiles. Everyone's like going to the O2 to see Taylor Swift. It's not fair. Why are we poor? We are not poor, Emily, says Richard in that soft, slow vicar voice he's adopted since starting his course. Oh, please, not the South Sudan lecture. There are children in the Horn of Africa, Emily. Okay, I jump in before Rich can build up a head of sanctimony. Mummy's going to get a full-time job very soon, so you can definitely go and see Taylor Swift, darling. Kate, protests Richard, what did we say about not negotiating with terrorists?